It's Monday, March 8th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. That Exchange server issue continues to blow up, plus two more, a number of broadband developments, and Jedi is back. This is the Business of Tech. Mentioned this story last week, but it's blowing up. The four exploits in Exchange server are being used by hackers to access email accounts. It appears over 30,000 government and commercial organizations may have been hacked. Wired says it's tens of thousands of email servers. Now, why do we care? Why cover it again? It's gone mainstream at an exceptionally high level. It's huge and bigger than the SolarWinds compromise. I've been asked by investors if I thought SolarWinds would be long-term hurt by the incident. Disclosure, I own stock in the company. I've said no, and this is why. It's just a matter of time until the next one, and the next one, and the next one. But let me link to two more stories for some more context. Researchers are reporting that Alexa skills have some gaping privacy problems. Amazon doesn't vet the developers, and there's no verification of standards. On top of that, developers can use redundant wake words, so you might be using the wrong skill and not even know it. Finally, devs can change their privacy policy without notification after Amazon's approval. Wired is reporting that mobile can be just as bad. A significant number of iOS and Android apps are running with common misconfigurations that exposes data. This includes network credentials, system config files, and server architecture keys. Oh, and researchers found some misconfigurations allow the changing and overwriting of data. So again, why do we care? Because we're not fundamentally changing anything. We're patching and moving on. Unless we're talking about changes in design philosophies and changing out standards for what we deploy, we're not making changes. Now, this might seem like a downer, but instead, look at this as the potential. There is room to do something different and then really invest in doing things differently. I swear I'm not trolling for these. Comcast has released data about the traffic last year on the internet in response to the pandemic. Peak internet levels rose 32%, and in some markets rising 50%. Video streaming accounted for 71% of downstream traffic, growing 70% over 2019. The first 4 months of the pandemic were about 2 years' worth of expected network traffic growth. Several U.S. senators are calling for an increase in that FCC minimum standard of the 25.3 from 2015. This bipartisan group is calling to make that 100-100. Meanwhile, we have some data on internet shutdowns in 2020. India led the way with 109 shutdowns, and 29 countries intentionally shut down or slowed internet communications. In context, T-Mobile has announced a home office internet service, which they're focused on delivering in the business space and specifically enterprise. The router is designed to be sent home by the enterprise to deploy directly into employees' homes. So why do we care? Keep referring to the pandemic as an accelerant. Because it is. Broadband availability and perception has changed really fast. We had 2 years of network growth in 4 months. Dependence on connectivity increased greatly. Link that to the e-commerce growth I've been talking about, and we have a pretty substantial shift. There's an update your thinking argument here for sure. Let's update on that Jedi contract. Been a while. Bloomberg is reporting that Microsoft might lose the deal. Why? The contract delays. The Defense Department has said it will reconsider the procurement if a federal judge doesn't dismiss Amazon's case. The Pentagon has said it would take too long to defend the decision and might just stop. So why do we care? Besides the fact I really enjoy watching this drama, it's the new legal perception. You don't have to win your case. You just have to make it painful enough. You can't wait. This has gone long enough. Is it faster to just start over? I wanted to highlight the danger of this becoming a norm. We talk about legal troubles being not necessarily about who wins the case. Well, here's a great example. Are you ready to take your cybersecurity skills to the next level? Save your spot for Hackett 2021, March 22nd through 24th. Join Huntress for their second annual cybersecurity training event, Hack It. Sharpen your tradecraft, network with security professionals, and get a hands-on training you can actually use in your business. 3 days, including a Windows pre-day and 2 full days of cybersecurity education. Want to sign up? Go to huntress.com/hackit2021 with underscores between, or link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back again with another roundup tomorrow.